What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined once again with one of my favorite hosts, co-hosts, friends, Laura Eisenhower. We did Dark to Light together for a very long time. She's so fun. She's so knowledgeable in all this stuff. And George Lewis, who I'm meeting for the first time, and I've watched some of your stuff. I was briefed on it before I got on here, and I'm telling you, it's amazing stuff. What we're going to be exposing today, folks, is the Dark Magician technology. The playbook of the elites on how they map and map events and steer humanity in certain directions. I know I have a big Christian audience, so I'm going to ask everyone to keep an open mind. And remember, we're exposing what they know. That's what George is going to do today, is just simply expose the playbook of the elites and how they get away with all these events and catastrophes and wars and things like that. They do it with astrology, correct, George?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I know my accent will suggest otherwise, but I'm a true patriot. I'm a citizen of the United States, and this awakening is very dear to me. It's very, very, it's in my bones, it's in my blood. And for me, it's about we the people. And what I mean by that is astrology is a technology, it's a language, and ultimately it's neutral because it's like the knife or the gun. Do we use the knife or the gun to break bread, to cut the knife, to break the bread, to feed the family, to feed the child? Or do we use it for malintent as a blood sacrifice? With astrology, as old JP Morgan once said, millionaires never use astrology, billionaires always do. It's a language. And when we understand the cosmic clock, that when the moon makes an angle with another planet, the sun is in that sign, this is a useful information which can then un we can then understand how the dark magicians, how the black practitioners have used this against we the people. So my humble job, and Laura and I are very fascinated by this together, is how we can at least share this information with the public so they have a better understanding of the manipulation. Because after all, the great journey to freedom and the great journey to consciousness is information, because information is power. I mean, the last post of Q regarding our DNA talks very specifically about the ascension and about information, because darkness is ignorance.
I mean, I can see right now there's so many cycles closing and opening galactically, or at least in this in the celestially. When I look up in the sky, there's always an eclipse, a lunar. I don't remember seeing so many of them as a kid as what I'm seeing right now. So that's telling me that we're cycles are closing and beginning. And then after a certain, I believe it was either a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse on October, what was it, the October 7th, 2023, and then I knew something would happen right after that. And of course, Israel gets attacked by Hamas, however you want to believe it to be so. But they follow these events. These are like, this to them is a religion, correct?
I mean, I want Laura to jump in, but quickly, if I may say, I mean, it's very clear with Uranus jumping into Gemini, which it just did last week or a couple of weeks ago. The last time Uranus was in Gemini was in 1941, when the United States, not Britain or France, but the United States joined the Second World War. And the time before that was in the early 1860s, when the United States experienced the Civil War. A time before that was the Revolutionary Wars against the dictatorship of Great Britain. But of course, there's a difference this time, big difference. The outer planets make this beautiful harmonic. It's called the music of the spheres, if you could quote Plato. And you have this nice energy of a trine and sextile, which is like a fourth harmonic or a fifth harmonic between the planets, which actually gives it a beneficent, kind energy. So even though we're in a total state of sort of the art of war, deception at the moment, we actually are going to experience something very positive coming out of this particular time, as all the planets have moved into new signs together almost simultaneously in 2025.
Laura, do you have a question? Go ahead.
Oh yeah. So this new moon was really powerful. My gosh, it opened up this really rare lunar reset, almost like a timeline shift. It formed powerful aspects to Pluto, Neptune, Saturn, Sedna, Uranus, Chiron, and Eris. I mean, that's like very explosive. With the opposition to Pluto, I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, I felt this massive, massive timeline shift, almost like everything is catalyzing the awakening of sovereignty, we're no longer going to tether ourselves to leaders that are doing questionable things. But like we know Trump's chart, talk to us about that, because how the catalyst for that this process, and that the recent events of the new moon are helping us to see with some of the headlines that aren't very favorable. We're starting to rise up and become the powers that be instead of the powers that are being stolen from, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean,
Trump says we're going into a golden age, right? I mean, I'm sure he's talking about this.
very much so. I mean, I also will piggyback off after your interview with Fulford yesterday or a couple of days ago, which was outstanding. I do believe that there have been for quite a long time now two plus Trumps. I mean, I don't think any of us can be logical and sit here that we know there were four plus Bidens and there are only one Trump. It just doesn't make that's not logical. We are being played here, but Laura's point about what's called the Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Aries, the fact that it's on the 0-1 degree, I don't want to get technical, too technical, but we have not had a Saturn-Neptune conjunction on the world axis, which is 0-1 degree Aries, for 12,000 years. And it's very important that, because we're dealing with an unprecedented civilizational shift. We're not doing industrial revolution shift here. We're not doing World War I or World War II. We're doing an absolutely massive galactic, again, one of Laura's wheelhouses. This is bigger. And it's, I mean, I'm a Christian. I consider myself a Christian. Absolutely. I grew up a Christian. But I also am not scared of the galactic language, because for me, where is freedom is being open like the child to new information. And you know, we have the thing called goosebumps, don't we? When we listen to something, we're in our intuition. The Christians, we call it the grace of God. The grace comes in through the crown chakra. I know that's an Indian word, but it comes in through the soft part of the cranium, and it goes into the heart. And the whole point, which is Leo, the heart, that sovereignty, that self-mastery that bursts out of the mind, body, spirit, auric field. And so what we're doing, we're awakening to our potential. We have all been asleep, me included, brainwashed. I'm the poster child for the mass brainwash of a public or a private, posh private school education in Great Britain, which was a total programming exercise. And I'm
indoctrination camps. That's what they are.
right, 100%. And so
I've never
we're
been so proud of being a dropout.
True. I'm like, hi, the worst attendance. I'm really proud of
I
myself.
quit school in high school.
I never went.
So I think with Trump, you see, I mean, I did this painting. I think I shared it with you, David. I did this painting of, in a way, the archetype of the orange man. And he's on, obviously, the proverbial crossing the Rubicon, in this case, obviously, crossing the Delaware. And that's modeled on the famous painting from a Pluto cycle ago at the Revolutionary Wars against Great Britain. Here we are again. And it's a different timeline, but it's the same repeating saga of tyranny versus freedom, Saturn versus Uranus. You see, it's just another language, astrology. It's very neutral. But if we can soften our judgment on it and understand that the dark practitioners have always used this technology, we're in a better state to see it and to alchemize it, which means to collapse it. And finally, I'd say Trump, you see, I mean, I've been a fan since get-go, absolutely. But I'm a bit more than that. I see his archetypal manifestation. He has Uranus conjunct the sun. The sun is the conscious sense of self. Uranus is the bringer in of the new, the destruction of the old. Conjunct his north node, which is what his sole purpose in this life, in this incarnation, to do. You can't make it up. He has one of the great royal stars on his ascendant, 29 degrees Leo, Regulus. That's the heart of the lion. Not only is that powerful, it's conjunct Mars. Hence, he has an orange face, an orange aura to him. Astrology can be very literal. It can also be very medicinal. And you know, you can use astrology for medicine astrology. I mean, it goes back to the great Greeks and Hippocrates and Pythagoras.
So do they follow astrology in the sense that it gives them a time to go to war, a time for peace? They follow this, the occult follows
They
this, right?
100%.
So
Go on,
we're in a
Laura.
time of war right now, right?
Laura,
The
please.
psyops and the false flags are based in astrological alignments that they throw into inversion through like a psyop or some kind of event to hijack the growth period or initiation that humanity is about to go through, to pull the carpet from underneath us so that we're engaged in a trauma loop and a dependency bond with a solution from outside of ourselves.
Basically, David, what happens? They see the energies, they read the energies. I mean, the hidden vaults of the Vatican, the hidden vaults of the City of London and Washington, D.C., all your listeners know about the three city-states. All of them know about the incorporation of the United States from 1871. All of them basically know about the sinking of the Titanic and then the introduction of the Federal Reserve and then World War I. And so it goes on. And then Bolshevik Khazarianism takeover of Russia and then the United States. And so it goes on. Okay. So astrology, they use that language. So Laura and I just want to get this out to as many people as possible. Don't judge it. It's there. Let us at least understand it. And then use that energy to judge it. We can collapse
Don't
it.
demonize it. Don't demonize
Yeah.
it.
Don't
Use it as a
demonize it.
tool. You could use it as a tool for good or bad.
It connects with our DNA. It connects with the planetary grid network. It connects with what's inside of our body because there's medical astrology, right? So when you see the weaponized zodiac or the way that planetary alignments are weaponized in order to keep us in this trauma loop, you can override these assaults on humanity by reaching a higher octave of understanding the languaging of it all. You don't necessarily have to know astrology to do that, but it's helpful to know what's going on in order to see the patterning that is actually showing, wow, this is a time of transformation. This is a death cycle of Pluto that's bringing us into higher soul-centeredness awareness. But wow, this is when they're throwing us these different tactics to cause us to fear death and look outside of ourselves for solutions because of like pathogens or viruses that are very much the stagnant plutonic energy that hasn't completed its alchemical cycle. So you have to almost like know the games that are being played that are using these astrological alignments to tap into the higher intelligence of it
It's
because
the hidden knowledge. It's the
it's the
cycles they're
hidden
keeping
knowledge.
from us, right?
And that's why they want to keep it from us and demonize it so that we don't gain that knowledge so that they can continually manipulate something that organically we are absolutely connected with.
I
It's
mean,
like biology of a flower, right? It's no different than studying the biology of a flower. How what
science.
it's a
Can
science.
I give you both an example? When Uranus moved into Taurus in the 1930s, that was the introduction of fast foods in the United States. When Uranus went into Taurus, literally the last 10 years, it's now gone into Gemini, we had the fake Bill Gates food coming in through. And that is what Laura talks about, the inversion and the negative version of that. Because here's the positive of, for example, Uranus and Taurus is the return to the homestead, return to the land. Let's go growing the crops together. Let's really get our hands on the ground, barefoot on the ground. Let's get the piezoelectric charge into us, the direct sunlight, no sun cream, real eyesight into the sun. No, the sun is not dangerous. When you connect to it, you really, really do start to heal yourself. You know, understanding the inversion and how do humans best see the inversion is by being grounded in nature. And I'm in Italy as I speak to you both right now. Italy is very, very different from America. I'm very defensive of my fellow Americans. They have been attacked more than any other country on this planet regarding the food supply, regarding the water supply. How brave and how noble and how strong are the Americans notwithstanding that assault? And that assault's gone on for nearly 100 years.
So
You know,
when I was a kid, right, I remember the sun being a warm yellow sun, and I've always thought that, the sun is like a portal, or I knew at least enough to know that the sun sends information through light, and I think we receive human beings receive that information. Now I look at the sun and I see a white ball. It's almost changed. From what I remember it in the 80s and 90s, it's completely changed. What's the explanation for that?
the photonic light, I mean, the photonic light has changed because we're moving through a different part of the galaxy. Some people don't even need to study astrology to see this. What it is we are upgrading as we move out of the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius. And this is science. This is real cosmic galactic science. We start to take on different strands of consciousness. And the dark practitioners knew this was coming. They've known it for a long time. I mean, this is more Laura's wheelhouse if we're going to get into the galactic confederation of worlds and different species. But at the end of the day, they have tried to keep us limited. And our job now is to clean the pineal gland, clean up our DNA as much as possible, and remember and understanding through astrology that we've been manipulated so we can step into the driving seat because Saturn in Aries conjunct Neptune is the weakest point of Saturn in the entire zodiac. I know that's quite technical, but Saturn, which is Satan, which is structure, which is tyranny, which is control, is at his weakest place in the entire zodiac. That means we have a chance now to win for freedom.
I mean, if you just look at all the cars out there, Saturn, Siri, I mean, all these company names and specifically cars, they're naming them after the constellation and planets. There has
Yeah.
to be a
You know
reason for
why?
this, right? I
Well,
mean, they're hiding it in the open. They're showing it to us right in our face, right? So, which leads me to the next question. Was the Mayan calendar right? I mean, what with the Mayan calendar, I've always been told was, and I don't know, a lot of the audience knows my story about how when I fought down in Cancun, Mexico, I went to Chichen Itza and I hiked the Mayan pyramid illegally in the middle of the night. And I got up there and I met a Mayan elder on the top of this pyramid and I smoked a big bowl with him and we hung out and talked. And he told me a lot of stuff. He said, after 2012, there's going to be a lot of changes within the sun and we are creatures of the sun. Time and space is going to speed up. We're going to go through a bottleneck of time and space. It's like time and space is going to collapse on itself. He was telling me some crazy stuff, but it resonated with me. Is he right in saying that? I mean, are we now entering a time of universal consciousness or where time and space is speeding up? Because that sure does what it seems like to me. That sure is what it seems like to me.
Laura, why don't you go first? Because I've got lots to say, but please.
Yeah, well, 2010 was a really significant time when the sun started to move through the 13th sign of Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus is ruled by the ether. So that ether element coming into the picture, earth, air, fire, water, ether, that ether element was put in reversal in the planetary grid network. The dodecahedron platonic solid was put in reversal so that we would be digressing as a human race, aging rapidly, being more and more enslaved. So the corrections of the Venus transits, which the Mayans understood, the Venus transits have corrected the inverted pentagram and that orbit of Venus forming a perfect pentagram in the sky, brought that pentagram upright again so that ether energy has been restored. So the 13th sign came in, peaking at 2012, which meant the calendar year would take us December 30th to November 17th, excuse me, November 30th to December 17th into the window of Ophiuchus, where every calendar year we go through this alchemical period and window where it's purification, dissolving the frequency fences of Saturn, taking us into self-mastery. The higher octave of Saturn is self-mastery. So the alchemical is the breath of life, is the quintessence, is the return of the Divine Mother. So they wanted to cut that off by masking us. Do not breathe in that unconditional love, that breath of life. They've been panicking because now that that energy has been restored and anchored back onto the planet, they're doing everything they can to distract us away from that and cut that connection off. And same with blocking the sun. So the 13th sign of Ophiuchus with the Divine Mother also brings in the Father, the Cosmic Trinity, the Christ Sophia, and the restoration of the planetary grid network. That's the grid workers and the guardians have offset and repaired the planetary grid network where the overlays of the Nephilim reversal grid and the Niberian dyadic crystal grids in reversal that has now been restored are helping us to be on a trajectory of advancing our human vessel, which is ascension. So they've done everything possible to try and stop it. The prophecies that the Mayans understood was that no, this is a time of this rebirth, not the end of the world, but a rebirth, a new
But
earth.
they were able to do that on other cycles, correct? They were able to remain in control on other cycles.
They
So they thought
hijacked
they would be able
the
to, they
fall of
would.
Atlantis was the last one, yeah.
Okay, so they had every right to think that they could control this next cycle because they've controlled them before, correct?
They did
That's right.
before,
I
yeah.
mean, they've largely controlled the age of Pisces. The last 2,000 years, if we're really honest, the Christed archetype, the Christed light, was never really able to shine within a civilizational perspective. I mean, if we really go in on ourselves and take a deep breath, you know, the control, the Saturn matrix that Laura speaks of, really has ruled, you know, from a pyramidic structure of top down. Think of it, king, queen, you know, CEO. And the whole point of the age of Aquarius, at the highest interpretation of the most integrated, is it's we the people, the individual is sovereign within a collective framework. I mean, gods in some ways, for me, stands for generating, opening, and dissolving, especially with Saturn in Aries conjunct Neptune. It is generating in a new way. It's opening and it's dissolving. And I think we have to become a bit more open to really the softer, the feminine, the Sophia side of life. We've lived in a very strong male languaging system, deliberately cutting off us off from the esoteric, from the intuitive. Because when a human being is connected to nature, and I'm always going on about this because I can speak for myself, when I've got my bare foot in the ground, when I'm drinking good water and eating real organic food, I am unable to be manipulated by higher powers. And if I can be like that, I know anyone else can be like that because I'm, in that sense, just a human being. And so for me, I'm very positive. But the 2012 prophecy for me is very much tied to the 2016 election of Trump. I feel that in my bones. I can't sit here logically and give you data to prove that. But I saw Trump win in 2014, 2 years before, because yes, I was reading astrology, but it was more of an intuitive hit. I saw Brexit 2 years before because I saw the collapse of the old Saturnian system. And it suddenly started to make sense for me because my life didn't make any sense until this time.
So let me ask you this. I've had a guest come on my show and say that we're going to be hit with a solar flare, or a solar flash, and that humanity will make a drastic shift, or the Earth will break away into two different Earths. I've heard all kinds of theories. What do you see happening? What do you see happening in the near future? I've heard 2025 is a big year, 2026 going into 2030. Anything that my audience or I should know about that's coming, so such as a solar flare, or and it, is it necessarily bad, or is it just going to be hitting us with a massive amount of information to where some people like have antennas to pick it up and others don't?
So, Laura hinted at it a moment ago, because you know if we take the word apocalypse, you see the Draco reptilian wants to interpret that, the Sabbatean wants to interpret that as the end of the world, where the true interpretation is renewal, death of Saturn, death of the old, and renewal. And for me, I'm very positive. If I really stand back, and I'd love to hear Laura's insights on this. When I see the trines and the sextiles between all the outer planets, it doesn't mean it's not going to be bumpy. It's already very bumpy. I mean, there are two Trumps, two plus Trumps. It is not easy. We're right in the middle of the battle of perception, of the art of war, think Sun Tzu. But I'm very positive that as long as we do our inner work, this is the Christed conversation. It is finding Christ from within. And that is part of that feminine. I don't even like the word feminine. It's that inner, sacred, mystical, grace-filled journey of going in on ourselves to go beyond the fear of death, to know that we are souls having a human experience. And as a result, the old Saturnian system can't control us like it has up until that point because he hasn't got a grip anymore. Not only is he losing power, this Saturn system, but we're gaining our power because we're starting to remember just how powerful we are. And if you look at that last post of Q, and I haven't got it to hand, what is in our DNA? It's about ascension. We really are coming to terms with the suppression of the human species, and we're rectifying and reappointing ourselves. That's what the Atlantean, the new Atlantis is about, the new republic. We're rebirthing the United States, and America plays a very important role, a critical role in that global conversation.
Go ahead, Laura.
Yeah, so I mean, when we look at
Here's the
geoengineering,
picture. I just pulled it up. I hope everyone can see it.
yeah, isn't that incredible?
Yeah. It has everything to do with it, with astrology. That's what people don't re realize is that, you know, everything is following astrology, everything. And so right now we have what, Pluto in retrograde? Am I right in saying that?
Laura, do you want to answer that?
So, but that's a that's the at Mars, something specific with Mars, Pluto.
But Mercury just went into retrograde as far as Pluto. Pluto is not, yeah, Pluto's still in retrograde. Saturn's in retrograde. Mercury's in retrograde. And just to speak on, what we were saying, this is about the de-weaponization of geoengineering, understanding that we have been bioengineered
Right.
and there's no difference between the control of weather and the control of the human mind. So as long as we are in the inversions, as long as we are allowing that Neptune creative imagination, multidimensional awareness be siphoned and harvested into battering up these artificial timelines, we're on a trajectory of an engineered existence that is not based in what's organic. So we're de-weaponizing the weapons from winning the war within, from dismantling this dark weaponry by overriding and overcoming the way the social engineering agendas are impacting our mind, our creative imagination, and believing in something that has been orchestrated, that is not the script that we want to write. So Neptune is giving us the opportunity to tap into our dreams, our visions, anchored into the solar plexus, that Aries energy, to move forward. And as these solar events take place, which are really, really powerful, it's going to create a lot of ascension kind of symptoms, but it's this, purification and collapse. And it's based in the solar flares and their light codes of recalibration. So there's going to be increased solar flash sequences. And what they're there for is to collapse inverted timelines, eject embedded AI archonic interference that we've been dealing with for thousands of years. And it's to activate crystalline DNA strands and force shadow systems to the surface, like we've been seeing. Also, a magnetic field reversal and pole shift that is in our favor. So we have to be sure to remove ourselves from the weaponized and inverted trajectory that they want us to go down, which is weakening, like George said. And there's going to be a lot of casualties because not everybody's energy body or physical body is going to be able to integrate this because of how much they've invested themselves in the dark Saturn dependency bond. So, but look at it like a breakup. I look at it like a divorce. It's sticky and messy, but we're dropping the contract of dark Saturn to reclaim the law of structure that can be a container for our multidimensional awareness and the reclamation of our DNA codes that have been buried.
If I can add a little bit to that, because that's absolutely brilliant, is part of the journey work for all of us in order to make it, whatever ascension means to you, whatever it means to me, is understanding that we've all been very ego-led and very ego-dominated. And when we can soften in ourselves and understand in a way that we all have different perceptions. You see, this is why, if I can explain this painting briefly, could you
Yeah,
pull the
I'll bring
painting
it back
back?
up.
I just want to explain it a little bit because it's very archetypal. You have Donald Trump, and there are six other figures. I've used the famous seven because he's one of seven. It's a holy spiritual number, but it's about his archetype. He's pointing to his Mars on the ascendant. That's why he's orange. And you can see his astrological chart is actually that wheel. And the boat is called Q plus, and he's wearing a hat that does say MAGA. So there's quite a lot of symbolism in it. The point is, he's fulfilling his soul contract. He is w awakening people to their own self-mastery, their own destiny. We've all been so asleep as a species. We weren't going to make it until this time. We were all literally like frogs in the water, being boiled alive. We all know that. And part of the forgiveness is the self-forgiveness. And allowing him to do him. Now, there are two plus Trumps out there. There's a bad Trump out there. I can see it from the posts. I don't understand it fully. Where is the good one? Where is the bad one? The point is, this is the archetype of Trump, and he's showing us what freedom can look like. And just by getting us to start to ask the questions, going for us to go beyond our cognitive dissonance. And that's part of the ascension process and the return to family, the return to love, the return to good relationships and healthy relationships. And so I feel in this way, he is showing us as an archetype how America must be reborn.
It's like the great exposing is happening right now. I mean, it is like in the Bible, Revelations, correct? I mean, that's how my audience would probably interpret it. It would be Revelations, right? So that's where we're at right now. So what about this? I've been told some from friends who study astrology that Pluto is playing a critical role right now, and
It is.
I'm going back to my last question, that Mars and Pluto and Mercury right now are in a certain alignment that war is imminent, or are we in this state of war right now?
The war is more considered with the Uranus in Gemini. What it is Pluto in Capricorn was when the last Pluto in Capricorn was in 1776 when we had the Revolutionary Wars. And from 2008 until the beginning of this year, we had the last Pluto in Capricorn, the one we've just had. And so the United States is being reborn now. And so the actual war time tends to be to do with the Pluto activation and the Uranus activation. The difference is, in the previous activations, we had squares in the cosmic weather. Now we have trines and sextiles. And what I read, I'd love to hear Laura's interpretation, is it's not going to be all out war this time. Yes, there are casualties. We're certainly in a war, but humanity has a chance this time of ascension, of progress.
When you say ascension, what does that look like? We become light beings. We are just using telepathy more. What does
I
that
mean,
even mean?
I can only speak for myself. I am way more intuitive than I was 5 years
So
ago.
am I. I'll say, oh, 100%. Me too.
Exactly. I mean,
Me too.
if that's not part of the ascension process, please tell me what is.
And how did I know to quit drinking? Oh, by the way, guys, today is my 5 years, 7 year, 5 years and 7 month anniversary of drinking. We just so happened to be having this, and I believe sobriety for me was like that
Beautiful.
opened up my intuitiveness. I just all of a sudden, I had these spidey senses, man, that just started coming to me, and they're still coming every day.
Yeah. When you're on the trajectory, when you're in alignment, I mean, the body is, upgrading. The seals and fences that were put in our DNA are beginning to dissolve, just like the rings of Saturn are dissolving. The artificial component of the moon, the artificial aspects of everything, are beginning to dismantle because it's being dismantled within ourselves because we're deprogramming. We're not caught in the addiction matrix. We're not caught in the fight or flight so much. We're in more self knowledge, trust, awareness of ourselves. What are we allowing into our bodies? Greater boundaries. Discernment is also a higher octave of Saturn. So with the outer planets all in harmony with each other, in the North Node, Pisces, South Node, Virgo, it's all about the body, mind, spirit communication, the epigenetics. How is the mind speaking to the body? Is it a programming? Well, that's going to make us sick. Is it our truth? That's going to help our body to thrive. And ascension really is an authenticity frequency, living our truth. So that body, mind, spirit communication, with the opposite North Node, we're heading into the North Node, Pisces, with the South Node, Virgo, which has to do with our physiology. It's an earth sign, has to do with Mercury, the way the mind talks to the body. It's the restoration of the Tree of Life template and the reclamation of our full 12-strand DNA. So that's why we're becoming more light, but it can't happen all at once without it causing almost a short circuit. So it's sort of gradual. For some, it's like a drip drop. For others, it could be a huge life event that just cracks them open. It just really depends. We're all moving towards this in a different way, depending on our chart. Our chart can show where we slip into inversion and where the breakthroughs lie.
So how long does this next cycle last? Okay, so I've heard, Trump saying we're going into a golden age, and then you hear, the Bible speaks of 1,000 years of peace, correct?
Well, that's the age of Aquarius he's talking about, you
Is that,
see.
and that's what we're in now, right? Am I right?
Well,
Right?
yeah,
It's
but don't
almost
forget
in
it.
it. We're in.
Yes, but it doesn't happen overnight. With the major planets, this shifting ages can take up to 100 years. I would argue it started shifting around the early 1900s. So we're almost, I would say now we are in the age of Aquarius, actually. And it's
How
only
do
really.
we, so when do we know for sure that we're in it? Is
Well,
there any way to
I
know?
would say the Saturn-Neptune conjunction on the world axis of 0 degrees Aries is a major, and the fact that Neptune moved out of Pisces into Aries, conjoining Saturn and Pluto, making a trine in Aquarius is a major indication of consciousness shift. And just you only have to see that out there intuitively. The people who are awake are really, really vibrating in a very different frequency. I also think a lot of it's to do with the perception versus perspective. And perception is your interpretation of the world around you. You know, it's unique only to you. And there's not really any advantage of your own perception. That is why so many people are at odds with other people and in conflict. So the way you win and get ahead is when you move away from perception and into perspective. And this is part of astrology, the art of observing the world from outside of yourself. They call it empathy, impartiality, you know, and you sit in the shoes of the other person. That's Christ. Christ, that's what he does. That's what he
Right.
did. Oh, it's a big deal. And I have to remind myself of that. That's why I think I can share it. I teach what I most need to learn.
So, as where we're at right now and where we're headed, right? You see all these things coming to fruition now that Trump promised. Like the Obama is going to be prosecuted. I believe he'll be arrested sooner than later. I believe all these things are happening. A lot of people are doubting Thomas's, and they say, "Ah, it's never." I'm saying it's going to happen because that's just the way this evolution is going. What can we see from what you can tell us from, you know, studying astrology and all that? Do you feel that the deep state has some last big plays to play here? And will there be some catastrophic or cataclysmic events that may play out in the next few months to a year? Or like, you know, just out of my curiosity.
Laura, do you want to go first?
Well, I mean, I think it's so weakened that there's too many people that can see through it that are calling it out. That, I mean, the thing is, you have the 5G signals, the AI is assimilation, then you have, you know, ascension signals, and you have the override of AI where more consciousness intelligence is streaming through some of these AI platforms. It really depends on your frequency. So when a person awakens, they begin to collapse the control matrix around them. They begin to do the grid work. They begin to offset their ability to get away with the next wave of PSYOP, because there's a next wave of ascension, there's a next wave of PSYOP. The next wave of PSYOP is to sabotage the wave of ascension, which is, you know, the next level of energies that throw us into this massive growth period that involves a lot of release, ancestral clearing, deprogramming. So yeah, they definitely are going to attempt certain things, but they might not even bother because they realize it only entrenches them more and more into like just, you know, being caught, being, I mean, look at like Fauci. People, they can't walk down the streets anymore. You
No.
see anything but negative comments under these people. It's like, and it's rippling out. There's no rewinding that. There's no next PSYOP that isn't going to be
Look
absolutely.
at the celebrities leaving America. Nicole Kidman, I mean Ellen DeGeneres, all these people are taking off. Stephen Colbert
They're
stepped down. I
running
mean, this
Singapore.
is this this.
There's going to be nowhere for them to run, as Laura says. I mean, even in Britain, and people are unfortunately a little bit more sleepy poos in Britain up until recently, that is, and they're going to be calling these people out very soon. I mean, this is a global ascension, and to me, that's what ascension is. I mean, Saturn again has lost and is losing his power structure. It's a total dismantling of the
So
whole political.
does that mean celebrity power is dwindling as well?
It's done. It's done.
Because I've noticed a big change in that in Hollywood and just celebrity worship. Like that seems to be the only people that are really, you know, kids, you know, maybe a Taylor Swift concert. But other than that, it's like I'm watching this whole thing just crumble down.
Totally. I mean, Ally Carter, and I mean, you look at YouTube, it's all out there. All the child trafficking, the tunnels, Getty music, it's all out there. Victims speaking. You can't say it's conspiracy theory when people are telling their stories, and when you tell your story, more people come out of the woodworks and say, "I can now tell my story." So victims are coming forward. There's no denying that. You can't make fun of it anymore. That era is over.
Like P. Diddy, look what happened to P. Diddy. I mean, although I do feel he kind of got a smack on the wrist, but I got a feeling it's not the end for him. I mean, the end for
But
him
he could
could.
have been, we don't know, he could have been a double agent or a triple agent. I mean, this is
Okay.
where it gets very, or he
Okay.
could have been given some pass in order to bring down people or entities behind. I mean, I think the greatest revelation is.
I think you're right on that.
The greatest revelation, and this is what the astrology tells me with the Uranus ingress into Gemini, is, and I think it's connected to actually the assassination of JFK, and that is, it's actually what really is going on. And it's so beyond our understanding of technology. I mean, even let's take cloning. None of us, I speak for myself, have first-hand or even second-hand knowledge of actually how it works. We have been kept so in the dark. Again, Saturn has controlled, and this is Laura's wheelhouse, has controlled the entire, David Icke, the total grid of human civilization. That grid is now being dismantled, and it's chaotic. It feels hard. That's why the inner spiritual work is so important.
Also, I'm seeing the evaporation or the dismantling of cults, you know, like, and what I mean by that is like it's losing its power as well. Like, if you see, like look at like something like Scientology, look at churches. I mean, people now are like, I'm not going to that church anymore. I mean, when I was during the whole 2020 thing with this, which I don't want to say because it's YouTube, but this stuff, when everyone was getting out, they were pushing it at churches. And then the colored flags were flying in churches, completely showing that agenda. And it's like, wait, this is an agenda. They're not teaching Christ anymore. This is now just the same as school systems, right? Am I right in saying that?
Well, those colorful flags is really part of the color revolution, to put
Right,
it into bigger terms. I
right,
mean, you know,
right.
those lovely alphabet agencies doing what they did for so long. I mean, I think Sachs says over 60, 80 countries have experienced color revolution since 45 or 47, since the inception of
Yeah.
that alphabet agency. I mean, it's, you know, and we're all waking up to that. I speak for myself. None of us had a clue 10, 15, 20 years ago, unless you were someone like Laura or David Icke,
Yeah.
you know.
Right. And so, okay, so let me just pivot for a second and play devil's advocate here. You know, David Icke talks about the totalitarian tiptoe. And if we see what's happening right now with Palantir, with Trump, and we see what's happening with the Big Beautiful Bill, and basically now we have a domestic military. But a lot of people say, hey man, Trump is bringing in the police state. And it kind of it, I can see them. I could see why they would think like this, right? So, like I've always said, I watched the pendulum swing really far left, and here it goes really far right. And here we go with this, with these raids, and it's kind of like problem, reaction, solution. So I can see this part of it as well, where, you know, the problem was, well, the illegal immigrants, there's millions of them here. The Biden administration was a Trojan horse. He brought in millions of immigrants. Now we need to get rid of them. Guess what? We're going to surveil everybody. And yeah, we're bringing in domestic military. This could also be, and I bet you David Icke would agree with me on this. This is also kind of the totalitarian tiptoe. So I'm watching this also very closely. Could it be Trump is bringing in a police state? Because it sure does seem like it. And maybe I'll even go further with this. Maybe, you know, by arresting all these people, these predators and celebrities and politicians, we bring in, oh, the answer, AI. AI runs the government now. AI runs everything. But don't worry. You saw everyone get arrested. You saw everyone was cheering. But now we're going to give you AI to control absolutely everything. Could that be an objective?
Well, if I may say, I think the whole point of this revolution of consciousness, sped up evolution of consciousness, is we should always have a finger on the pulse. It's as the collapse of the old pyramidic structure of political
But if they give
class.
us something else, that's just as bad.
But I don't think we're going to allow it. I see
Right.
a radical return to localization. So I think a lot of David Icke's comments are very useful, very helpful. I happen to believe there's another layer to it where I probably then do depart from David Icke as an American citizen, understanding the awakening process. So I'm going to language it a little differently by saying the archetype of Trump is to keep on reminding us to become self-sovereign. I mean, this is what Laura and I are always talking about. How do we step into constant self-mastery? So I'm growing my crops constantly. I'm deciding who to have the relationships. I'm deciding my bodily independence. No one is telling me, and I respect you to do you and you to do you. That is the epitome of the American Republic and its philosophical constitutional republic.
But
So I would.
could that spiral into anarchy?
I think so. I mean, I was at the beach doing this day of being, and people were mad because there was American flags. They were saying, take that down. You know, that there's been so much indoctrination. We have to unwind from, you know, also, I don't know, George, go ahead. Sorry, I know you have.
No, but I mean, it is bumpy, but I do have faith, you see, that there is something happening which is bigger than we can understand. I mean, this is where I really do come down to it. I can't explain it in words, even if it feels very dark. I mean, the whole Epstein thing shook me a bit, and of course the Palantir thing is very disturbing on one level, on many levels. But I have faith that there are really good humans and entities, if I can say that. There's a very positive spirit in the world, a graceful spirit trying to help humanity in humanity waking up to his, her own potential of self-mastery, of self-governance. I don't think that is anarchy at all. I think it is radically local and independent, which is what the Americas was always based upon when those people fled the old world of Europe. They wanted to worship on their own and grow their own crops, and it got so inverted with big pharma, big agriculture, the Rockefeller Institutes, the moving away from naturopathic to allopathic medicines. It can't even call it medicine, but we got so swept up in that inversion. The next decade or two is going to be deprogramming.
And that's the thing, like how much have people been infected by the conquer and divide? Because what they want to do is plant the seeds of the war amongst us so that we're actually at war with each other, and they can just sit back and see us destroy ourselves with each other because they planted all these seeds of division, of duality, polarity, so it's really up to us. We have a choice to unify and come together and drop this weaponization of the human that is attacking one another because of the games that are being played from outside of ourselves. So we have to win the war from within and amongst each other. That's going to override whatever. And it's not looking so good with the way a lot of people believe what they've been infected to believe. And the nanoparticles in the antenna that is linked to this sort of voice to skull or thoughts that aren't even their own to activate, a weaponized human to do like insane things, criminal things. That's something we got to be wary of.
So
I mean,
even
I'm ready.
okay,
Sorry, go
so
on.
like
Go
what I was
ahead.
gonna say, yeah, no, what I was gonna say is it's kind of like the 100th monkey effect. Like when everyone gets it, boom, everyone gets it. Everyone's light bulb just turns on, and we're all into that vibrational frequency, and we're all resonating together. Right?
Definitely.
That's available.
I also think it's very important at 100,000 feet looking down, what is the battle? The battle is on the one hand between the divine biological human, who's connected to source, creator, to God. And on the other hand, it's the Homo Borg Genesis, the transhuman, technocratic system. And so Laura and I speak a lot about this in our webinars and stuff like this. And that's what motivates me also to paint, because it's a frequency. I'm using my hand, I'm crushing up potent silver and crushed quartz in my paintings in order to capture an energy that is close to divine. I mean, I try and use light in my own, as an artist. Laura's a musician as well. We're all are artists. I think that's the thing. We don't have to go to university to be an artist. It's intrinsic in the human condition. And I think part of the awakening is to return to the land, to return to nature. Because when you can clean your body, to eat well, to drink structured water, we'll talk about that another time. I mean, it's a big deal, structured water. You can cleanse the pineal gland. I mean, at the end of the day, water is very toxic in the United States, in particular. It's done deliberately. How do you, what the pineal gland is blocked. Why? Because it's got chlorine in the water supply, fluoride in the water supply, glyphosate in the water supply, and 5G technology. And so when we can use 5G, but we use it properly, then we through the Ethernet, or we go back barefoot into the ground, not wearing rubber shoes. I mean, I could go and spend an hour talking about the protocols. We have a better connection to our true biological identity, which for me is the Christed way.
And here's your site right here, George. This is a very beautiful site. Astrology for Everyone is back. People can learn everything that we just talked about right here. I gotta say, man, I'm very impressed with what you just said. And we got to use astrology as a tool, not a weapon. And it's time to take the demonic connotation off of it, correct? It's time to really teach what astrology could be used for. And I know my audience, I'm just asking my audience to keep an open mind. Please put your comments down below. I'd like to bring you on ninoscorner.tv at some point. Both of you, maybe take some questions from the audience at some point.
Be
Wow,
awesome. I'd love that. It'd be
yeah.
wonderful. I mean, I love working with Laura. We do a lot of co-creative projects together. And of course we both use the language of astrology, but not just that. We're very intuitive, and I'm very interested in the archetype of Christ, because it's such a great inspiration, of how to be a role model. That's the
Right.
archetype. See.
And it's in the zodiac. I mean, all this is in the
In the
zodiac.
zodiac.
I see an energy. When you look at, the Christ energy back in that era, the magi, the astrology was not something that Jesus, go ahead.
You've made me think. Sorry, I get very excited. I'm like a kid. David, I love to share this with your listeners.
Yeah.
The United States birth chart was no accident. I mean, there's much talk of who the unknown stranger was, the unknown professor of one of the saints. I won't get into that now, but it's no accident that the beloved Constitution was signed and dated at the time when Venus, Jupiter, was conjunct the Sun on the same line as Sirius. I know that sounds a lot to people who don't know the language, but the two benefics in our solar system are Venus and Jupiter. They always give us luck and beneficence, abundance, truth, and stuff like that. Saturn and Mars are tricky by opposition. It's not an accident that the great United States was birthed in opposition to Saturn, in opposition to Capricorn, Britain's sign. Great Britain's sign is a Capricorn country. It is what it is, ruled by Saturn. The opposite in the zodiac is the sign of Cancer. And not only is the United States birthed in the sign July the 4th, 1776, and we're having a rebirth of that. Pluto is in Capricorn, 26 degrees then, and we've just had that during the ascendancy of the Trump administration. But Venus and Jupiter were conjoined. The great benefics were conjoined the sun at that time. That gives so much potency and possibility to the United States. Let us use that energy wisely in order for us as a planetary species to actually do what we're here to do and join the ascension.
Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, the
Laura,
inversion.
thank you so much for joining me. George, thank you. Laura, we're gonna have David Icke at some point, right?
Yeah, I'm still working on it. But I just want to see
Okay.
the star of Bethlehem that guided the Magi was based in their
Jupiter, Venus.
astrological
They were
knowledge
Jupiter.
and the timing of everything.
And they
So
were Jupiter and Venus. The conjunction of the Magi with the Christed birth was the three stars coming together, which was Jupiter and Venus coming, those
right.
two together.
Wow. I mean, yeah, so that says it all. Follow the stars, right? I mean, that the Star of Bethlehem, the whole thing. It's in the Bible.
Cosmology. It's cosmology. It's the
The
study of
cosmology.
heavenly maps. And what does the word disaster mean in Greek? Disastros, without stars. When you and I are sailing across the oceans and we have no stars, it's a disaster because we cannot see.
And humans
So,
are on autopilot very often.
and that's what they took away from us, is that knowledge.
Yes.
So
Wow.
thank you very much, David.
Thank
I
you,
really appreciate it. And Laura, darling, thank you for the introduction. Because here's the thing, we're in this together. And I've been listening and following you for ever since you started, David. And
David.
it's brilliant what you're doing with your team. But I'm part of many movements, and the MAGA Make America Great it shouldn't even be controversial. Every human should be part of that. Make the world great again. The fact that it's controversial is absurd. But the point is, we've all got our inner spiritual journey work. It's all cut out for us. Whether we're the secular Jew in New York or the born again Christian, we have some heavy lifting ahead, brothers and sisters.
Thank you for that. George, thank you. George Lewis, Laura Eisenhower, folks. Please like and share this video, comment on it, and visit his site. I'm gonna show it one more time right here, folks. This is his site right here.
And my prints of are available, by the way, of the painting of Donald J. Trump
I love
crossing.
it.
They are available, and the painting's made out of shungite and crushed crystal dust with
Well,
acrylic.
send me one. I
I
love
will.
it. Thank you so much, George. George H. Lewis and
Cool.
Laura Eisenhower, folks. There you go. All
Thank
right, leave
you.
a comment down below. Thanks, guys.
Bye.